Spring storm season is upon us, although we've already experienced plenty of extreme weather so far this year. Our record-setting blizzard with Arctic cold, preceded by a Category EF3 New Year's Eve tornado with over 140 mile-per-hour winds that tore apart homes, farms, and businesses in rural western Washington County. In Cincinnati, population 100, four died, and a half dozen were injured. Cities and some towns have tornado sirens in place, which sound utterly ominous, right? And they work, but they only can be heard from certain distances. And because Washington County is mostly rural, officials for several years have considered purchasing a state-of-the-art emergency alert system. But a few weeks after the Cincinnati tornado, County Judge Marilyn Edwards requested emergency managers facilitate the purchase of a mass emergency notification system for Washington County. Rick Johnson, Deputy Director of Washington County's Department of Emergency Management, is charged with choosing the right one.
Well, of course, we want one that can be used to warn all the citizens of Washington County for severe weather, of course. But also, we would like one that, you know, you could send out an alert to a various section of town about a road that's damaged or a road that's closed. So we'd like to have something that has some diversity with it.
Problem is, lots of businesses are hawking emergency mass notification systems.
We've looked at Code Red, we've looked at Cooper, Global Connect we've looked at, and I've got about two or three more that I want to do webinars with just to see what they have to offer. And once this is done, of course, like I say, there's 20 or 30 companies have contacted us that offer whatever their service is. Some do weather, some do the full notification system. And of course, cost is going to be a factor because we want to get a good idea to go back to the judge with and say, Judge, the approximate cost will be somewhere in this range for a county our size.
Code Red uses automatic telephone dialing, which leaves customized emergency messages on home phones. Global Connect is a telephone voice messaging system. Cooper Notification is a lead developer in the mass notification system market. It messages to digital display signage, text messaging, voice calls, desktop alerts, and email notification. None of them are cheap. Benton County reportedly paid $100,000 for Code Red. Springdale, Prairie Grove, Lincoln, and Farmington have adopted a mass notification system. The University of Arkansas also uses the RAISE alert system, which emails and calls all students, staff, and faculty. But Rick Johnson says they will choose an emergency alert vendor only if it's optional for residents to sign on to.
It's interesting, yes. We want, of course, one that will do weather as well as other notification. But also, we would like to have one that if I, as a citizen, do not want to participate, I do not have to. You know, I think it's good for a person to be able to opt out. Yes, we may put everybody in the database at first, but then they could decide, say, I do not want weather alerts. And some people may not. So they need that option to be able to say, I'm going to opt out, and there needs to be a way to do that.
Johnson says he hears from several emergency alert vendors per week. He will present his findings to the Quorum Court soon.
You know, we want to be able to present to them what we think is a good notification system, or three or four or five, and it may be that we have to do RFPs, request for proposals, do a bid spec and send it out and see what they submit. Because right now, looks like we would probably have to bid a system, you know, put it out on the street and see what people come back with.
For now, residents are encouraged to purchase special weather radios activated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Unlike the old ones that would fire off storm and tornado warning alerts for the two-state region, the newer NOAA radios use specific alert message encoding, or SAME, so you can program it just for your area. They range in cost from $20 to around $100 or more. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.